This Holy Week, for the second year in a row, Pope Francis has chosen to celebrate the Mass of Our Lord's Supper at the Don Gnocchi Center in Rome's Casal del Marmo area. It is close to the youth detention center where the Pope celebrated Mass and washed the feet of 12 young prison inmates last year. This year, he will be spending Holy Thursday evening among the elderly and disabled guests of the center. The Mass of Our Lord's Supper commemorates the institution of the Eucharist and Christ's mandate to the apostles, the first ordained bishops and priests, to be at the service of God's people. A moment that symbolizes this service is the mandatum, or washing of the feet. Holy See Press Office Director Father Federico Lombardi has confirmed that this year the chosen 12 will include 9 Italians, 1 Muslim from Libya, a young man from Cape Verde, and an Ethiopian woman, all of whom have found support, care, help, and love at the Don Gnocchi Center. To find out more about the Casal del Marmo, Linda Bordoni spoke to Don Gnocchi Foundation physicist and chair of their innovative technologies, Dr. Furio Grammatica.
We are getting close to the meeting with the Pope, and this is very exciting for us. From the beginning, it has been a big surprise for all of us. Actually, we all knew how Pope Francis likes a concrete service to most frail people. He declared this several times, and we all felt him already as a supporter, let's say, of our mission, like his predecessors showed us to be as well. On the other hand, when we realized that, thanks to the request of our president, Monsignor Angelo Bazzari, the Pope really decided to visit us in a so symbolic and important occasion for everybody, really we all thought it's too fantastic to be true. So, in particular, for our guests, you know, we deal with mostly with disabled people, and one could guess that most of them cannot fully capture the meaning of this visit. But actually, this is definitely not true, even for our most critical cases. When I joined the Gnocchi Foundation 10 years ago, first I learned that our guest developed a clear sort of sixth sense on how much they are loved. And in a more straight way than us, they really fully rely on people closer to them, representing the fondness they feel. And in the case of Pope Francis, we all know that he is not only a pope. He became an icon of the tenderness and strength at the same time. As a consequence, our guests are really very excited in view of meeting the Pope. And for us, as operators, we really expect to have a familiar and true presence of the Pope at our center, able to bring in a new wave of hope and strength at the same time in our daily care towards our guests. For us, as for a lot of people today, these are not easy days because of crisis, because of, you know, the international situations. So it's not easy days for anyone. By the way, what the Lent period reminds us is the meaning of even of solitude, weakness, doubts, being confused or tired. And so let me say that seeing the Pope coming at our workplace in some way anticipates a bit the happiness of Easter for us.
Dr. Grammatica, and for the foundation, what does this visit, this decision of Pope Francis, what does it represent for you?
I have to remind that our founder, Don Carlo Gnocchi, was defined as a charity entrepreneur. So charity and entrepreneur seems to be two terms sometimes felt as opposite. Actually, what Don Carlo Gnocchi demonstrated in his life and left us as an heritage is that these terms are not only compatible, but they are synergic. So the secret in order to be charity and entrepreneur and not to be overcome by pure management logic is to stay stuck on the reality of the sufferings with humility, feeling the limits, but on the other hand, as Don Carlo Gnocchi used to say, combating the battle against the invasion of death by all means. So by all means, for us, is putting charity together with science, patience together with innovation, closeness together with technology. So we feel that, and this is the meaning of the visit for us, we feel that Pope Francis' message so far has been very clear and is very encouraging for us to go on in this track, that is staying close to neighbor first, somehow witnessing the courage of God through all our available means. If the Pope comes and washes the feet to our guests, we can only be more and more determined to offer them all that we can. So it's a big meaning for us.
I think it's a big meaning for everyone. It's a very, very powerful gesture that he is making.
Yeah.
Just finally, can you tell us a little bit about your structure and the activities at the Don Gnocchi Foundation?
The Don Gnocchi Foundation is a quite stable institution. It's more than 60 years old. And the founder, Don Carlo Gnocchi, was a chaplain of the Alpine troops during the Second World War. And there he saw, as everyone during the war, a horrific situation. And the fear in the eyes of the dying soldiers, he has seen the fear to leave their families alone. But in front of this desperation, with the typical vision of the saints, Don Carlo also saw a perspective to be trained by this desperation and to offer a vision of hope starting from there. In fact, after 60 years, the foundation evolved together with the frailties of its guests, passing from the little war victims that were the target at the beginning, to the wider target of rehabilitation that is our mission today, but still keeping the, let's say, holistic approach of the founder. Holistic in the sense that the human being has to be restored as a whole, as a masterpiece, actually, as he used to say, taking into account at the same time body and soul, and using all means available. All means including research and everything. So we passed from crutches at the beginning to nanotechnologies today, from the first blood analysis at that time to genomics today, from, I don't know, the bare visual inspection of clinicians to advanced neuroimaging today, from the pilot center to a chain today of 29 centers in 9 Italian regions. We see 3.5 million of patients a year. And we have more than 5,000 operators working in our centers. And we work in the fields of clinics, rehabilitation, assistance to elderly and to disabled people, to terminally ill patients. We have education and training centers. We do scientific and technological research on behalf of the Italian Ministry of Health, who recognizes us as an excellent center in rehabilitation medicine. We do some innovative models of territorial care, also using innovation communication technologies, modern technologies. We are present in some developing countries where normally rehabilitation is not a value because there is already the desperation of everyday life, but we bring there our model of rehabilitation, and somehow this is, let's say, the declination of the foundation mission slogan that in Italian sounds as accanto alla vita sempre, and I would translate it as always a side life, where always is in space and time. So from the childhood to the death and from hospital to home, with the continuity of assistance. It is important, very important for us, what Pope Francis repeatedly said, that is, try to be magnanimous. Let's stretch our heart. We hope that he will remind us this encouragement next Thursday to tomorrow, confirming he will support us with his guide.
That was my colleague Linda Bordoni speaking to the Don Gnocchi Foundation physicist and chair of innovative technologies, Dr. Furio Grammatica.